Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. Gleason picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gleason. Rogel moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel scores. Gehringer moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Gleason reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Gleason scores. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Eldon Ocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ocker hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gleason hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gleason moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ocker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen strikes out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Auker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Burns moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. Rogel moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. Cochran moves to third. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin is walked intentionally. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hughes is hit by the pitch. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Auker. Hughes moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hughes moves to third. Harder moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gleason is walked intentionally. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker bunts towards third. Hale can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Auker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Burns moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive towards the mound. Auker catches it and throws to first to double up Averill. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Gosselin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Gosselin reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gosselin moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Gosselin scores. It's 7-5, Tigers. Ralph Weingartner now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Weingartner. Walker moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Burns moves to third. It's 8-5, Tigers. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Auker hits a line drive into right field. Gleason picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gleason. Burns scores. Owen goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Auker moves to second. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmick scores. Hughes moves to second. One out. It's 10-6, Tigers. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hughes scores. It's 10-7, Tigers. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. Gehringer scores. One out. It's 11-7, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Thornton Lee now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Simmons is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Simmons scores. Walker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-7, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Geringer. Hale moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Averill moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-8, Tigers. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Rogel steals second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogel moves to third. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Geringer hits a line drive into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogel. Galatzer moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gleason for the out. Galatzer moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Galatzer scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-9, Tigers. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. Averill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-10, Tigers. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-4 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 10. The Tigers will come to bat. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-10, Tigers. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians 10. The Indians will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Vosmick moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 10. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.